Welcome, brave souls, to another chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. I'm your guide through the shadows, leading you down a path lined with the unknown and the unexplained. Tonight, gather close as we delve into a tale where reality bends and fears come alive. Settle in, but be warned, for in these stories, the whispers of the night may just be more than mere echoes of the wind. Are you ready to step into the world of the Witch in the Willows? In the heart of winter, under a sky veiled with silvery clouds, a worn path wound through the dense, snow-laden forest. The air was crisp, each breath forming ghostly puffs that danced away into the cold. Here, a group of five friends, cloaked in thick winter gear, trudged along, their boots crunching on the frozen ground. First in line was Nathan, the de facto leader, his eyes scanning the horizon with a mix of curiosity and caution. Behind him trailed Sophie, a naturalist at heart, her gaze lingering on the icicles that clung to the branches like crystal daggers. She loved the serenity of nature, but today, the forest felt different, almost watchful. Close beside Sophie was Marcus, the jokester of the group. His laughter, usually infectious, seemed muffled in the dense woods, as if the trees absorbed the sound. His jokes did little to cut through the thickening tension among the group. Lena, a quiet girl with an artistic soul, walked with her camera slung over her shoulder, capturing the stark beauty of the winter landscape. Yet, even through her lens, the forest appeared more ominous than picturesque. Bringing up the rear was Tyler, the skeptic, who rolled his eyes at every creak and rustle, dismissing the others' growing unease. "It's just the wind," he muttered, more to himself than anyone else. As they ventured deeper, the canopy of twisted branches overhead cast ghostly shadows across the snow. The wind whispered through the trees, carrying with it a faint, indiscernible murmur, as if the forest itself was speaking in hushed tones. Nathan paused, looking back at his friends. "Did you hear that?" he asked, a hint of uncertainty in his voice. Sophie nodded, her eyes wide. "It sounded like whispering," Marcus snorted. "Probably just the sound of our overactive imaginations." Lena bit her lip, peering into the thickets. "There's something eerie about this place," she said softly, her breath fogging in the air. Tyler scoffed. "Let's keep moving. We're not here to ghost hunt." But as they continued, the feeling of being watched grew stronger. Unseen eyes seemed to follow their every move, the sense of something lurking just out of sight. The beauty of the forest, with its snow-laden boughs and frosty air, was overshadowed by an unspoken dread. When they finally stumbled upon the cabin, it appeared suddenly, as if materializing from the very mist. It stood there, decrepit and cloaked in snow, its windows like blind eyes staring into their souls. Sophie approached cautiously, her hand trembling as she touched the frost-covered wood. "It's like it's been waiting here. Just for us," she whispered. Nathan stepped forward, placing a reassuring hand on her shoulder. "We'll check it out, and then set up camp. It's getting dark." The cabin's door creaked ominously as they pushed it open, revealing the shadows and secrets that lay within. As they entered, the wind outside seemed to howl in protest, and for a moment, the whispering returned, louder now, carrying a warning they couldn't quite understand. Inside the cabin, they found remnants of the past, a dusty table, a broken chair, and an old fireplace choked with ash. But it was the collection of old journals on the mantle that drew their attention, their pages yellowed with age. Marcus flipped through one, his expression turning serious. "Guys, you need to see this." As they gathered around, the journals whispered tales of a time long gone, of a witch who once roamed these woods, her spirit lingering in the whispering wind and the watching trees. The air inside the cabin grew colder, and the friends exchanged uneasy glances. They were no longer just visitors to these woods. They had become part of its story, a story that was far from over. And as the light faded outside, casting long shadows across the cabin floor, they knew one thing for certain. They were not alone in these whispering woods. The cabin, nestled in the embrace of the whispering woods, stood as a silent guardian of forgotten tales and ancient secrets. The group, relieved to find shelter from the relentless winter chill, quickly shuffled inside, their breaths visible in the frigid air. Nathan was the first to enter, the old wooden floor groaning under his weight. The cabin, though abandoned, was surprisingly intact. Dust-laden beams supported a roof that sheltered a space frozen in time. Cobwebs adorned the corners, draping over the few pieces of furniture like delicate lace. Sophie, with a sense of reverence, ran her fingers over the rough, weathered textures of the cabin walls. It's like stepping into another era, she murmured, her voice barely above a whisper. Marcus, still clutching his humor as a shield against the unease, quipped, or a horror movie set. He tried to lighten the mood, but his laugh echoed hollowly in the cabin's confines. Lena, her camera now hanging idly by her side, moved towards the fireplace. Ashes from long extinguished fires lay in the hearth, and above it, the mantel held a curious collection of items, a rusted lantern, a broken clock, and the old journals that would soon command their attention. Tyler, meanwhile, inspected the windows. Frost had etched intricate patterns on the glass, obscuring their view of the encroaching twilight. No one's been here for ages, he concluded, wiping a glove across the icy pane. It was Sophie who discovered the journals, her eyes lighting up with a mix of curiosity and caution. Look at these, she called out, her breath forming clouds in the cold air. The leather covers were worn, the pages yellowed and fragile. As they gathered around, the pages crackled under their touch, each term revealing scrawled handwriting and faded ink drawings. The journals chronicled the life of a woman who had lived in these woods centuries ago, a woman whispered to be a witch, feared and shunned by the villagers. Nathan read aloud, his voice steady but tinged with unease. She speaks of powers handed down through generations, of being one with the forest, of a curse cast upon her by those who feared her. Sophie, her eyes tracing the lines of a sketched willow tree, added, there are entries about herbs, potions, and rituals. Her voice trailed off as she looked up, her friends' faces reflecting a shared apprehension. Lena turned a page, revealing a detailed drawing of the very cabin they were in. She lived here, she whispered, her voice tinged with awe. As the shadows lengthened and the cabin grew darker, the group felt a shift in the atmosphere. The air seemed thicker, charged with an unspoken energy. The whispering woods outside no longer felt just a backdrop to their adventure. They were an integral part of a story that was slowly enveloping them. Marcus, trying to dispel the growing tension, joked, maybe she'll come back to claim her journals. But his words, meant to be lighthearted, hung ominously in the air. They decided to light the fireplace, the flames casting flickering shadows across the room, creating a dance of light and darkness. As they settled around the fire, the warmth did little to ease the chill that had settled in their bones. The night crept in, enveloping the cabin in its embrace. Outside, the wind howled, a mournful lament that seemed to speak directly to them. The pages of the journals rustled softly, as if whispering secrets long buried but not forgotten. In that moment, the friends realized that their discovery of the cabin and the journals was no mere coincidence. They were now part of a story that transcended time, a story that was inextricably linked to the witch who once called these woods home. And as the fire crackled and the wind whispered, they knew that the night was only just beginning. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the forest was bathed in twilight's embrace. The once adventurous spirit of the group slowly surrendered to an ominous air that crept in with the shadows. The cabin, their refuge in the heart of the Whispering Woods, now seemed more a prison than a haven. Nathan watched through the frost-kissed window as darkness swallowed the trees, their silhouettes like gnarled fingers against the night sky. The light from the fireplace cast a warm glow but failed to reach the far corners of the room, leaving them cloaked in mystery. Sophie, huddled in a blanket near the fire, jumped at a sudden noise. "Did you hear that?" she asked, her voice a mix of fear and fascination. It was a soft sound, like whispers carried on the wind, weaving through the cracks and crevices of the old cabin. Each member of the group strained their ears, a collective breath held in anticipation. "It's just the wind," Tyler said, though his voice lacked conviction. He peered into the darkness outside, searching for a logical explanation. Lena, her camera now set aside, wrapped her arms around herself. The chill in the air was more than just the absence of warmth. It felt as if something unseen was moving among them, a presence uninvited and unknown. Marcus tried to break the tension with a laugh. "Maybe it's the witch telling us to keep it down." But his humor fell flat, the words lingering in the air, heavy and unwelcome. The group settled into an uneasy silence, the sound of their own breathing and the crackling fire the only comfort in the encroaching gloom. The cabin creaked and groaned as if adjusting to their presence, each noise a reminder of the building's age and secrets. From time to time, the whispering returned, a susurration that seemed almost intelligible, as if the forest itself was attempting to communicate. Shadows played tricks on their eyes, morphing into shapes that vanished when looked at directly. Sophie, her curiosity overcoming her fear, moved closer to the window. There's something enchanting about it, don't you think? The way the trees move, like they're alive. Nathan joined her, his gaze following her pointing finger. Yeah, but there's something unsettling about it too. Like we're not supposed to be here. As the night deepened, so did the feeling of unease. The warmth from the fire did little to ease the growing sense of dread. Each member of the group felt it, a weight on their chest, a whisper in their ear. Marcus, in an attempt to lighten the mood, suggested a game. How about we tell stories? Not about witches or ghosts, but good ones, from back home. They each took turns, sharing memories and tales that brought smiles and laughter. For a brief moment, the cabin felt cozy, a sanctuary from the darkness outside. But as the fire dwindled, so did their spirits. They prepared for bed, unrolling sleeping bags and blowing out candles. The darkness that enveloped them was thick, almost tangible. As they lay there, listening to the night, the strange whispering continued, a constant reminder that they were not alone. The first night in the cabin was restless, filled with uneasy dreams and the feeling of being watched. Despite their efforts to dismiss their fears, attributing them to the wind and wildlife, deep down, they knew something more was at play. The Whispering Woods held secrets, and they were now part of its story. A morning light broke through the gaps in the wooden cabin walls, scattering beams across the sleeping friends. They awoke to a world transformed. The sun rendered the snow outside a dazzling, blinding white. The haunting fears of the night seemed to melt away under the new day's sun. After a breakfast of shared rations, the group, rejuvenated by daylight's courage, decided to explore the surrounding woods. Their footprints in the fresh snow were the only marks on an otherwise untouched canvas. Nathan led the way, his previous night's anxieties buried under a mask of adventurous spirit. "Let's see what's beyond these trees," he declared, his voice a mix of excitement and forced bravado. Sophie trailed behind, her eyes scanning the forest, a part of her still captivated by its enigmatic beauty. The trees stood tall and imposing, their branches interlocking like the arms of giants. It was Lena who first noticed something amiss. She had wandered a bit away from the group, her camera at the ready, when a sudden chill gripped her. It wasn't the cold of the snow or the bite of the wind, it was something deeper, a coldness that seemed to emanate from within. She turned slowly and found herself facing an old, gnarled willow tree, its branches swaying gently. As she watched, the air around her shimmered, and a vision unfolded before her eyes. The willow tree transformed, its branches bending and twisting. A figure emerged from its trunk, a woman whose presence was both terrifying and mesmerizing. She wore a cloak that blended with the forest, her eyes a piercing, unnatural green. It was the witch from the journals, her gaze locking onto Lena with an intensity that rooted her to the spot. Lena's heart pounded in her chest, her breath caught in her throat. She wanted to call out, to run, but she was transfixed. The witch reached out a hand, her fingers almost touching Lena's face, and whispered words that were felt rather than heard. Then, as quickly as it appeared, the vision vanished. The willow tree stood innocuous once more, its branches swaying innocently in the breeze. Lena stumbled back, gasping for air, her camera forgotten in the snow. "I saw her," she managed to whisper, her voice trembling. The group rushed to her side, their expressions a mix of concern and skepticism. "What did you see?" Sophie asked, her eyes wide with a mixture of fear and curiosity. "The witch," Lena replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "She was here, in the tree." Tyler shook his head, a frown etching his features. "It was just your imagination, Lena. This place is getting to all of us." But Nathan wasn't so sure. He looked around, the trees now seeming more like silent watchers than mere wood and leaves. "Maybe we should think about leaving," he suggested, the unease of the previous night returning. Marcus scoffed. "And miss out on all this." He gestured to the woods. "Come on, it was just a trick of the light or something." The group found themselves at an impasse, torn between the desire to explore further and the growing sense of dread. The woods seemed to close in around them, the shadows deeper, the whispers more insistent. As they debated, an invisible presence seemed to hover around them, like a fog that couldn't be seen but was felt. It was as if the forest itself was listening, waiting for their decision. Tensions rose, words were exchanged, each friend grappling with fear and logic. The decision to stay or leave hung in the air, unresolved, as the forest held its breath. The day waned, and with it, the sense of safety daylight provided. As they slowly made their way back to the cabin, the feeling of being watched, of an unseen presence, lingered. The woods had revealed a glimpse of its hidden past, and now the path forward was shrouded in uncertainty and fear. Back in the cabin, the atmosphere was thick with unspoken tension. The fading light of the day cast long, eerie shadows across the wooden floors. The group, once bound by the thrill of adventure, now found themselves ensnared in a web of growing dread. Nathan, attempting to restore some semblance of order, suggested they delve further into the journals. "There might be something we missed, something that can help us understand," he said, his voice steadier than he felt. Gathered around the flickering light of a single candle, they turned the brittle pages, their eyes scanning the ancient script. Sophie, her finger tracing the lines, stopped abruptly. "Here," she whispered, "it talks about a curse." The room grew still as they absorbed her words. The journal spoke of the curse laid by the witch on anyone who dared disturb her resting place. A curse that promised torment and madness to the intruders, a retribution for the intrusion into her domain. As they pondered the ominous words, the cabin itself seemed to react. A sudden chill swept through the room, the temperature dropping so rapidly that their breaths turned to mist in front of them. Lena reached for her camera, only to find it sliding across the table on its own accord. Her eyes widened in disbelief as she watched, frozen in place. Marcus let out a strained laugh, more of a nervous reflex than amusement. "Okay, now this is getting weird." The candle flickered wildly, casting bizarre, dancing shadows on the walls. Shadows that twisted and writhed as if alive, forming shapes that defied logic. Nathan stood up abruptly, his chair scraping against the floor. "This isn't right. We need to stay calm and think this through." But calm was a distant memory now. The air was thick with a sense of impending doom, the cabin itself seeming to close in on them. As night enveloped the cabin, they prepared for bed, each lost in their own thoughts, the journal's revelations weighing heavily on their minds. The fire in the hearth was reduced to embers, casting a dim, haunting glow. Tyler, who had been quiet for much of the evening, suddenly stood up. "I need some air," he mumbled, his expression one of someone desperately trying to hold on to reality. "Wait," Sophie called after him, but Tyler was already out the door, the night swallowing him whole. Hours passed, and when Tyler did not return, panic set in. Nathan and Marcus ventured out into the cold, calling his name, their voices disappearing into the woods. The forest was a labyrinth of shadows and whispers, the trees standing like silent sentinels. The search proved futile. Tyler had vanished as if swallowed by the night itself. Returning to the cabin, Nathan's expression was grim. "He's gone. We need to figure this out, and fast." The realization that one of their own was missing, potentially a victim of the witch's curse, sent a wave of terror through the group. The cabin, once a quaint shelter, now felt like a trap, the walls echoing with the weight of their fears. Sophie clutched the journal to her chest, her eyes wide and haunted. "What if the curse is real? What if we're all in danger?" Lena, her camera forgotten, sat huddled in a corner, her gaze fixed on the dying embers of the fire. "We shouldn't have come here," she whispered, a mix of regret and fear in her voice. The night pressed on, each minute stretching into an eternity. They were trapped in a nightmare, the witch's curse hanging over them like a dark cloud. One friend gone, the rest bound by an unseen, unbreakable chain of fear and suspicion. In the witch's woods, under the watchful eyes of the twisted trees, the cabin stood silent, harboring its unwilling guests. As they faced the longest night of their lives, the dawn broke with a silence that hung heavily over the cabin. The group, huddled together, hardly noticed the light filtering through the frostbitten windows. Their minds were preoccupied with the night's terrors and Tyler's inexplicable disappearance. It was Sophie who first saw the figure standing at the edge of the clearing. "Look," she gasped, pointing towards the window. There, shrouded in the morning mist, stood Tyler, his once familiar features now rendered strange and distant. Nathan rushed outside, relief and worry mingling in his voice. "Tyler, where were you?" Tyler's response was a vacant stare, his eyes lacking their usual spark of skepticism. He moved past Nathan wordlessly, entering the cabin as if he were a stranger to it. The change in Tyler was palpable. His movements were slow, deliberate, as if he were wading through unseen waters. When he spoke, his voice was a hollow echo of its former self. "I got lost," he muttered, not meeting anyone's eyes. The group exchanged uneasy glances, the relief of his return marred by the stark transformation they witnessed. As the day unfolded, the haunting within the cabin escalated. Lena, looking through her camera, saw images that weren't there, shadowy figures lurking behind her friends, faces twisted in silent screams. Sophie, while flipping through a journal, was suddenly overwhelmed by a vision of the witch. The pages seemed to come alive, the words twisting into thorns that pricked her skin, drawing blood. Marcus heard whispers, indecipherable yet menacing, that seemed to follow him from room to room. Each corner of the cabin felt like it was closing in, suffocating him with an unseen presence. Nathan, trying to keep the group together, found his own resolve faltering. The mirrors in the cabin reflected a distorted version of himself, his eyes hollowed, his face aged by years of fear. And Tyler, the most altered among them, sat in silence, his gaze fixed on the dying embers of the fire. When he did speak, his words were cryptic, disjointed phrases that seemed disconnected from reality. The group realized that they were not just fighting for survival against an external force, but also against the horrors within their own minds. The witch's curse was manifesting their deepest fears, turning the cabin into a labyrinth of psychological terror. As night approached, the air grew colder, the shadows deeper. The cabin was no longer a refuge but a stage for their nightmares to unfold. Each friend retreated into their own world of fear, their bonds of friendship strained to the breaking point. The haunting had escalated beyond their wildest fears, and as they prepared for another night, each knew that the real battle was not against the ghostly whispers of the woods, but against the demons that now resided in their own minds. The witch's curse had woven itself into the very fabric of their beings, and the struggle for sanity had become as vital as the struggle to survive. The strain of the haunting had begun to fracture the once tight-knit group. Conversations dwindled to whispers, and glances were exchanged with suspicion. The cabin, once a symbol of quaint solitude, now stood as a monument to their fractured minds. Nathan, feeling the weight of leadership, attempted to rally the group. "We need to stay together, to support each other," he urged, his voice echoing slightly in the tense air of the cabin. Sophie, usually the heart of the group, had grown distant, her eyes often distant and lost in thought. The journals, once a source of fascination, lay untouched on the table, their secrets too burdensome to bear. Tyler, the most altered, spent hours staring into the fire, muttering to himself in a language they couldn't understand. His once logical mind seemed lost to the shadows that danced in the flames. Lena, her camera now a forgotten artifact, clung to her sketches, her pencil furiously etching images that were darker, more twisted than her usual art. Marcus, desperate for any sense of normalcy, decided to explore the woods, hoping to find clarity. It was during one such foray that he stumbled upon a startling discovery. Hidden beneath a tangle of thorns and roots was a gravestone, old and weathered, bearing an inscription that was nearly illegible. With trembling hands, he cleared the moss and dirt, revealing the name etched into the stone, the witch's name, as mentioned in the journals. He rushed back to the cabin, his discovery igniting a mix of fear and excitement. "The witch's grave," he exclaimed, "it's here, in the woods." The revelation sent a new wave of dread through the group. The cabin was her home, the woods her domain, and they were the uninvited, the disturbers of her rest. As the day faded into another night, their situation seemed more desperate. The haunting had seeped into their very beings, turning friend against friend. That night, as the wind howled like a chorus of lost souls, Lena disappeared. They found a note in her handwriting. The words scrawled in a shaky script, "I must find the truth. I must face her." Panic ensued as they realized Lena had ventured into the witch's woods alone. Nathan organized a search, but the forest was a maze in the darkness, its paths obscured by shadows and deceit. The group's dynamics had completely shattered, each member lost in their own battle with fear and madness. Trust, once the foundation of their friendship, had eroded, leaving them isolated in their terror. The witch's grave, a silent testament to the curse that bound them, lay hidden in the woods, a reminder of the source of their torment. And as the night pressed in, the cabin bore witness to the unraveling of minds once full of laughter and dreams, now fractured by the weight of an ancient curse. The cabin, once a haven in the heart of the whispering woods, now felt like a prison to the remaining friends. The loss of Lena, following Tyler's mysterious transformation, had left Nathan, Sophie, and Marcus with a profound sense of desperation. They resolved that their only chance was to confront the witch's spirit, to face the source of their nightmare. Gathering in the dim light of dawn, they formed a fragile circle of resolve. We have to end this, Nathan declared, his voice steady despite the fear that gripped his heart. Sophie, her face pale but determined, nodded. We can't let her have power over us any longer. Marcus, though skeptical, knew they had no other choice. Let's do it, he said, a grim set to his jaw. Armed with the knowledge gleaned from the journals and a makeshift sense of courage, they ventured into the woods. The trees seemed to watch them, their branches swaying with an intelligence of their own. As they moved deeper into the forest, reality began to warp around them. Paths twisted and turned back upon themselves, the landscape morphing in ways that defied logic. The air was thick with a sense of foreboding, the whispers more insistent, as if the woods themselves were attempting to turn them back. Nathan led the way, his eyes scanning the shifting scenery. We need to find her grave, he said, recalling Marcus's discovery. They stumbled upon a clearing where the ground was soft, the air heavy with the scent of decay. Here, the witch's presence was overwhelming, a pressure that threatened to crush their resolve. Suddenly, the ground beneath them shivered, and ghostly figures emerged from the earth, their faces twisted in agony. Sophie cried out, stepping back in horror. They're the villagers. From the journals, the apparitions circled them, whispering accusations and curses. Each word struck their hearts like ice, testing their sanity, forcing them to confront the darkest parts of themselves. Marcus, his usual bravado gone, faced visions of his past mistakes, each one playing out in torturous detail. He fell to his knees, his hands over his ears in a futile attempt to block out the voices. Sophie was besieged by fears of abandonment, the ghostly figures morphing into loved ones who turned their backs on her, leaving her alone in the darkness. Nathan struggled against the overwhelming guilt of leading his friends into this nightmare, his own self-doubt manifesting as shadowy figures that mocked his every decision. The trials they faced were both psychological and supernatural, each one designed to break their spirits, to keep them from reaching the witch's grave. But amidst the chaos, Nathan's voice rose, clear and strong. We can't let her win. Remember why we're here. Their resolve reignited, they pushed through the torment, moving closer to the heart of the clearing. There, the witch's grave lay exposed, the earth around it churned as if by an unseen force. Gathering their remaining strength, they confronted the spirit of the witch, her ethereal form materializing before them. Her eyes were hollows of despair, her presence a vortex of rage and sorrow. Nathan stepped forward, the journal's words etched in his mind. We are not your enemies, he declared, his voice echoing in the unnatural stillness. We release you from this curse, from the pain that binds you to this world. The witch's spirit wavered, her form flickering like a candle in the wind. A moment of silence enveloped the clearing, the forest holding its breath. Then, with a scream that tore through the woods, the witch's form dissipated, the pressure lifting like a dark cloud being swept away. Exhausted, the friends collapsed, their minds and bodies pushed to the limit. The woods around them seemed to sigh, the reality stabilizing, the paths once again clear and distinct. They had faced the witch's spirit, endured the trials that tested their sanity, and emerged victorious. But as they made their way back to the cabin, the true cost of their last stand weighed heavily on their hearts. The fight for survival was over, but the scars it left behind would mark them forever. After their ordeal in the clearing, Nathan, Sophie, and Marcus, their spirits battered but unbroken, returned to the cabin. The structure, once a quaint relic, now appeared as a twisted version of itself, its walls bending in impossible angles, the windows revealing swirling mists instead of the forest outside. Inside, the air was thick with a charged energy, a manifestation of the witch's lingering presence. The journals, scattered on the table, seemed to pulsate with a silent power, their pages fluttering as if caught in an unseen breeze. Sophie's voice trembled as she spoke. We need to use what we know, the knowledge from the journals. It's our only chance. Nathan nodded, his eyes scanning the distorted room. We confront her here, in her own domain. As they prepared themselves, reciting incantations and rituals outlined in the journals, the witch's spirit materialized before them. She was a tempest of shadows and whispers, her form a swirling mass of darkness and despair. The air grew colder, their breaths turning to frost as the witch's spirit engulfed the room. The walls groaned, the very cabin seeming to protest against her presence. Marcus, his voice echoing in the warped space, began reciting a passage from the journal, his words a beacon of light in the darkness. The witch's spirit recoiled, her form flickering under the weight of the words. Sophie, her hands trembling, joined in, her voice merging with Marcus's in a chorus of ancient lore. The words, imbued with power and conviction, formed a barrier against the malevolent force. Nathan, his resolve like steel, faced the witch's spirit. "We are not your enemies," he repeated, his voice a clear, unwavering force. "Your pain is over. Let this curse end with us." The witch's spirit, now a maelstrom of emotion, wavered between fury and sorrow. Her whispers grew louder, a cacophony of voices from the past, each one a remnant of her tormented existence. The cabin shook as if in the throes of an earthquake, the very foundations tested by the supernatural battle. Objects flew across the room, windows shattered, and the fire in the hearth blazed like a beacon. In the climax of their confrontation, the friends joined hands, their unity a bastion against the darkness. With one final, concerted effort, they chanted the incantation, their voices rising above the chaos. The witch's spirit, engulfed by the power of the words and the strength of their resolve, let out a final, ear-piercing shriek. Her form dissipated, the shadows receding like a tide pulling away from the shore. As her presence faded, the cabin began to settle, the walls straightening, the air clearing. The journals, their purpose served, lay still and silent on the table. Exhausted, the friends collapsed, their bodies and minds pushed to their limits. They had broken the curse, but the cost was etched in their weary eyes and haunted expressions. The cabin, now just a simple structure in the woods, was silent. The witch's spirit was gone, her torment ended, but the echoes of their encounter would linger in their hearts forever. The morning after the final confrontation greeted Nathan, Sophie, and Marcus with a silence that was both a relief and a haunting reminder of the night's events. The sun shone through the trees, casting light on the path leading out of the Whispering Woods, a path that now seemed more welcoming than menacing. They gathered their few belongings, each movement heavy with the weight of their experiences. The cabin, once a harbinger of their nightmares, now stood quiet and unassuming, its secrets buried with the witch's spirit. As they made their way through the woods, the trees no longer seemed to whisper their names. The forest, freed from the witch's curse, was just a forest once again. But the memories of what transpired within its depths were etched deeply in their minds. Nathan led the group, his eyes reflecting a maturity and depth that hadn't been there before. The journey had changed him from a carefree adventurer to a somber survivor. He looked back at the cabin one last time. A silent goodbye to a chapter of his life he hoped to never revisit. Sophie walked beside him, her steps lighter, yet her gaze carried a shadow of the fear and wonder she had experienced. She glanced at the journals tucked in her bag, a reminder of the knowledge that had both endangered and saved them. Marcus, usually the life of the party, was quiet, his usual jokes and laughter replaced with introspective silence. The woods had revealed a part of him he had never known, fears he had never faced. As they emerged from the forest, the sight of their car parked at the trailhead was a jarring return to reality. The world outside the woods had continued, oblivious to the nightmare they had lived through. Driving away, Nathan caught glimpses of the forest in the rearview mirror, each glance a mixture of relief and unease. They were leaving the witch's woods behind, but the echoes of their ordeal would follow them. The road home was long, the silence in the car filled with unspoken thoughts and shared memories. They had escaped the woods, but they weren't free. The witch's influence, her haunting presence, lingered in the corners of their minds, a shadow that might never fully dissipate. Nathan knew the experience would haunt him, the whispers in the wind, the flicker of shadows in the corner of his eye. He wondered if he would ever truly feel safe again, or if every creak and whisper would remind him of the witch in the willows. As they reached the outskirts of the city, the familiar sights and sounds of civilization felt strangely foreign. They had returned, but a part of them would always remain in the Whispering Woods, in the heart of a nightmare they had barely survived. And so, we closed the creaking door on the witch in the willows, leaving its eerie embrace behind. Or have we? Remember, in the world of our scary stories, the end is often just another beginning. Thank you for joining us in this haunting journey. Until next time, keep an ear out for the whispers in the dark, for you never know what tales they may bring. Sleep tight, if you dare.